Welcome. We're glad you're all here. I've got two readings I want to do for you today. First is a scripture reading. It's a little bit long, and it feels a little heavy, frankly, because it feels very much end of world kind of stuff. We're going to briefly talk about in the sermon. You'll see it's not really end of world stuff. Focus, though, more on when we get to the part about the fig tree. So this comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 24 through 37. Hear now these words. But in those days, after the suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his chosen from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. And I tell you this, this generation will not pass away until these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware. Keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like someone going on a journey when they leave home and put the servants in charge, each with their work, and command the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the owner of the house will come in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else they may find you asleep when they come suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. Now we add blessing and meaning to the reading of these words. I also want to do a short excerpt from Howard Thurman's book, Meditations of the Heart. And in it, he has this to say. Look well to the growing edge. All around us, worlds are dying and new worlds are being born. All around us, life is dying and life is being born. The fruit ripens on the tree. The roots are silent and work in the darkness of the earth against a time when there shall be new leaves, fresh blossoms, green fruit. Such is the growing edge. Joel.
One day a child is born along the highway. A tiny helpless thing on the sand. And an old baby with a dream out on the byway. Takes a child and holds it proudly in his hand. And the woman smiles a gentle smile knowing, and whispers something softly in its ear. Perhaps a little prayer to help the growing. Perhaps a word of comfort through the fear. And you can trust a little to move the mighty ocean. And you can trust the sun to shine upon the land. You take the little that you know, and you do the best you can. And you see the rest of the quiet faith of man. A tractor makes its way along the fence line. The seeds are dropped precisely in the road. If the rain's kind, the wind don't take the topsoil. Before too long, the crops will start to show. And the farmer sees the fields around him ripening. Whispers something low beneath his breath. Perhaps a little prayer to help the growing. Perhaps the world is next from all regrets. Then you can trust me to pull the mighty ocean. And you can trust the sun to shine on the land. You take the little that you know, and you do the best you can. And you see the rest of the quiet faith of man. There's a storm tossing tonight out on the water. There's a soul who sails alone now. There's a dreamer with his eyes on the heaven. They're all looking for a way to make it through. And you can trust me to move the mighty ocean. And you can trust the sun to shine upon the land. You take the little that you know, and you do the best you can, and you see the rest of the quiet faith of man. And you can trust the mighty ocean, and you can trust the sun to shine upon the land. Take the little that you know, and you do the best you can, and you see the rest by faith of man. You see the rest by faith of man.
My message today is entitled The Tender Leaves of Hope. Now, there is a moment right before something beautiful begins. We all have experienced it. Like the lights dip in the theater, or the city chorus leans in for their first breath. See, that there's that kind of perfect fleeting moment where everyone feels it together, as if the air holds itself still for just a few seconds as we lean in, and without meaning to, we do. We lean in, we lean forward, because something in you knows the next thing is going to matter. The moment, that moment is Advent. We've entered into Advent today, and that describes Advent, at least what it should be. That's exactly where we are as a church right now as well. We're not in crisis, we're not in disrepair, just in sort of the quiet, sacred pause before the next chapter begins. The hush that says sort of, pay attention, something good is on the way. See, Advent, I believe, is God's way of saying, scoot to the edge of your seat. You're going to want to see what happens next. Before we go any further, I want to give you the sentence that's going to sort of hold this whole sermon together. It's the spine, the core, the anchor, the little line that will echo through everything else that I say today. It's something that came to me when I first read through today's scripture a week or so ago. And the line is this: hope is the tender new leaf that tells us that love, God, is already growing the next chapter. So that's sort of our through line today. That's our Advent truth. Hope is the Advent candle that we have lit today on the altar. And you're going to hear that line several more times during my message today. Hope is the tender new leaf that tells us that love, God, is already growing the next chapter. A few days ago, I was walking through the building with my small ring of church rings, and even though it's small, there was something that it felt like it had more heft. There was a little more weight to them than normal. I paused at my office door, which I've unlocked more times than I even want to count, and my thumb sort of rested on the side of that key, and I could feel the warm slickness from the few years of use. And without warning, a little man, a little touch of grief caught in my throat. Then sort of right behind it came a flicker. Something small, something unexpected, something like joy whispering, I'm not really done yet. And I didn't conjure the moment, it sort of found me. You know, hope does sort of have this mischievous personality like that. It sneaks up from the side. It shows up like a firefly in the corner of your eye, but by the time you turn to look at it directly, it's gone. But you know what you saw. You know it was there. And in that instant, I sort of heard that line again. Hope is the tender new leaf that tells us love of God is already growing the next chapter. But let us get this straight. Advent is not the pre-game show for Christmas as it's treated in some places. It is not it's not full of peppermint-flavored cheerfulness. It is not, let us all pretend everything is peaceful while we light candles and we sing quiet songs. That's not Advent, not at all. Technically, Advent does belong to the apocalyptic tradition, but it's not the apocalypse as an explosive apocalypse. Apocalypse as, it's more of apocalypse as an unveiling, a showing, as the moment that God pulls back the curtain and says, look, there's more here than you realize. See, Advent helps us see beneath the surface of things. Advent teaches us, it teaches us to look for love, look for God in small, surprising places. And Advent reminds us that even in the season of uncertainty, as we are in, something tender is growing. And that leads us right into the scripture from today. Mark 13 is one of those passages that people absolutely love to misuse. It gets dragged into fears about the end of the world every day, it would seem. But Jesus, in this moment, Jesus is not trying to teach about fear. Jesus is teaching about perception. Jesus is saying, train your eyes to see hope. It's already sprouting in tender new leaves. See, Jesus says to his disciples, look at the fig tree. Not at the temple that looks like it could never fail, never fall. Not at the walls everyone swears will be standing forever. Look at the living thing, the slow growing thing. When its branches become tender and puts out new leaves, you know that summer is near. The fig tree tells the truth. It does not exaggerate. It does not dramatize. It grows when it is time to grow. Jesus is inviting the community that he's speaking with to become fig tree watchers, to notice all the small signs of life that signal a new season is coming. And let me emphasize this. Every time the words stay awake occur in Mark 13, which happens several times, it's plural, it's not singular, it's not about one person watching. It's about Jesus asking a whole community to stay awoke, to stay alive, to stay attentive, and to stay paying attention. See, we don't practice hope alone. We learn to see God's movement together. We teach each other how to notice the tender new leaves. Once again, our chorus sentence, hope is the tender new leaf that tells us love, God, is already growing the next chapter. And I have to say, if there were ever a reason to borrow Jesus' fig tree metaphor, it is now. We are standing at a threshold. We are honoring a building that has shaped our community in beautiful ways. We are letting ourselves feel grateful and sad and hopeful and nervous and excited all at once. It can be a little rough. We are living an Advent story in real time. Which means this is exactly the right moment to ask fig tree questions. What's growing here? What new tenderness is trying to show up? What small thing is pushing towards the light? What is God already preparing that we have only begun to glimpse? You see, every church in transition has to choose between nostalgia and memory. Now, I know they sound familiar, but they behave very differently. Nostalgia freezes the past. It grabs hold and it refuses to move. Memory honors the past. It carries what matters into the next room. Nostalgia says, those were the best days. Memory say, those days shaped us for what comes next. See, we are a people of memory. Grateful memory, honest memory, memory that travels well. Everything that made this building sacred travels with us. You see, love travels well. Hospitality travels well. Justice travels well. Our humor travels well. The very community we have become travels extremely well. Because you see, sacredness resides in people who love each other, not in drywall. Advent always takes us on a journey from the quiet dark to the tender sprouting hope to the joy that insists on rising to the mystery of love of God showing up in the most unexpected places. The sermon even follows that same arc. We start in the hush, we honor what has been shaped, we allow hope to surprise us, then we begin to lean into where God might be leading us. None of this happens quickly, as many of us already know. None of this happens quickly. But you know, good growth rarely does happen quickly. But it happens. And that's enough. But let me say this clearly. Hope is not about feeling cheerful. Hope is not the spiritual equivalent of positive thinking. Hope is not optimism in a nice warm sweater. Hope is discipline. Hope is decision. Hope is a way of walking. Hope is the refusal to sleep through the movements of God. In our text today, Jesus says, stay awake. Stay alert. Stay alert to the sacred that is already unfolding. Stay open to the possibility that this moment is the beginning of something beautiful. See, hope requires attentiveness. Stay awake. Hope requires looking for those tender leaves. Advent is not only about where the church is going, it's also about where you are going. Where you are going. Where is something tender growing inside of you? Where is joy quietly returning to you? Where is grief softening just enough to let the light through? Where is the Spirit nudging you into a new way of being? See, love is not only moving this church, love is moving you. And even if you do not yet know where that movement leads, it matters that it's leading. Hope begins inside of us before it blooms on the outside of us. And Advent leans towards Christmas, we remember that in that Christmas story, and as it's told, God did not enter the world into stability. God was born into a family in motion, a family away from home, a family navigating uncertainty, a family navigating risks. God does not avoid those unsettled places in life. As a matter of fact, frequently, that's where we see God the most. God will move right into those moments. So the incarnation story we share at Christmas in part is God saying this: I know what transition feels like. I know what uncertainty feels like. I know what it means to be between here and there. And I am with you. Love is with you. If God can be found, as in the Christmas story, in a borrowed room, God can be found in our next space. If God shows up in a manger, God can show up in folding chairs. God's not picky, it turns out. God is present. So let's return to that fig tree. Doesn't rush, doesn't panic, does not stress out about whether it's growing fast enough. Simply moves towards the light in its own time. Your job this week is simple. Look for one tender sign of life. Just one. One tender sign of life. One moment of unexpected hope. One moment of joy. One moment of kindness. One moment where you sense God is quietly doing something in you or around you. And it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be dramatic. Just make sure it's real, not manufactured. Because the fig tree never lies. And one small sign of life can carry you further than you might have ever imagined. So look for it. Stay awake. And hear this. You are not standing at the end of anything. You are standing at the tender beginning of something that is still unfolding. Something hopeful. Something sacred. Something alive. Let me say our poor sentence one more time so it settles maybe into your bones a bit. Hope is the tender new leaf that tells us that love, God, is already growing the next chapter. And with that, truth in our hands, we will walk forward in hope together. Joel?
Mark, you're always a hard act to follow.
No, thank you.
They said it was a secret chord that King David played in the feast of all. But you know, I really cast all music to the earth. It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major list. The battle gave him for the hallelujah. 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 You made the shot that you needed to do. You saw the fading on the roof. The beauty and the moonlight with Julia. She tied me to a wooden chair. She broke me from it. She cut my hand and turned your lips. She dreamed of hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You say I took the name of faith, but I don't even know the name. And if I did, well, really, what's it to you? With the blaze of light in every word, it doesn't matter what you heard, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah. 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 I did my best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I stand before the Lord and saw with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for that, Joe. Let's bow our heads together. We breathe in this moment of stillness, this tender space between what has been and what is quietly becoming. We gather the stories that shaped us and place them gently beside the hopes that are only beginning to sprout. May we be reminded that love has never been afraid of the dark. Love grows in the small places. Love whispers through fig tree leaves long before we notice they're green. May we become people who listen for that whisper, people who look for the soft signs of life, people who trust that even the smallest leaf is a promise worth leaning towards. And as we step into an unfamiliar future, steady our breathing, settle our fears, loosen whatever nostalgia keeps us stuck, and strengthen the memories that will carry us forward with honesty and grace. Help us release what no longer serves and cherish what still belongs to us. Movement in us, not with thunder, but with the quiet confidence that the next chapter is already growing. Nudge us awake to wonder. Awake to the surprising moments of joy. Awake to the ways that love keeps getting born in unexpected rooms and among people still finding their way. For those of us who feel weary, may a single leaf of hope be enough. For those who feel excited, may their enthusiasm be contagious. For those who carry grief in their pockets, may the weight feel lighter as this community walks with them towards what comes next. May we learn to be people who move where love moves, who trust where love leads, who show up for each other with open hands and open hearts. And may this Advent season be one long invitation to wake up to the sacred already humming beneath our feet. Amen. We see this blessing. May you walk in harmony with each other and creation, recognizing that we are one. And may you know love and happiness throughout your life. And may your words and your actions share that love and happiness with all of those you meet. Joe, will you do a closing song for us?
Sure. If I had a hammer, I would have it all.